You're listening to Show Me Your Assets. I'm your host, Dottie Dynamo, burlesque dancer and stripper turned personal trainer. This show is about sexy work, fitness, money, and everything in between. You'll learn how to train smarter, navigate body image in an industry that centers your looks, manage your money, and prioritize self-care and recovery so you can avoid burning out over and over again. While I have your attention, you should know I have the tendency to cuss like a sailor. So if you're in mixed company, grab your headphones because there's no telling what I might say. This is it. We are on our first official money episode since the reboot of the podcast. And we're going to talk about your money values and why that matters, what they are, if your spending habits are in line with your values or not, and how you can get clearer on them to sort of mainline. That's not really the word I want. As we know, I struggle with words, but get a little bit clearer on your spending habits and sort of course correct so you can work on building that wealth and building that big fat bank account like I know you want from all that cash that you are bringing home from work. So the reason why we need to talk about our values when it comes to spending is so often we spend mindlessly. The quick little purchases at the checkout line, iced coffee on the way home from work just because. But then when we talk about the things that we value in life, say I value my independence or I value freedom or security, the things we spend our money on don't line up with the things that we say we value. So we're going to go over a values ladder, which is actually a concept from David Bach, who wrote a book called Smart Women Finish Rich. It's a really great book. I highly recommend you go out and read it. But one of the first steps in it is to come up with your values ladder. So we're going to go through that entire process today. And hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll be a little bit clearer on what it is that is so important to you about money and have a clearer path on how you're going to use your money to reach those values. So when you think about your life and the things that really matter, what are those things that value that you value that are most important to you, right? What is the purpose of money in your life? So how this works, I want you to grab a piece of paper. You do need actual pen and paper for this activity, and your notes app won't give you the same sort of result. What you do, once you have that pen and paper, right, go ahead and press pause if you need to and come back to it. But when you have it ready, you're going to draw a ladder, right? Two lines on the outside, a few, probably like up to five rungs or so on that ladder. We're going to start with the bottom rung. And really, that same question that I just posed, what's important about money to me? Okay, and it's important here that we focus on values, not goals. Goals are a thing to do or a thing to buy. So you might say travel, right? But what does travel provide? Does travel provide independence? Does travel, travel? What is that word? Travel provide a sense of freedom to you. What are those things? So a value tends to be something like security, health, free time, independence, helping others, right? And goals are saving $1 million, paying off debt, owning a house. So now that we're a little clearer on like a goal versus a value, take that moment in a room, ideally without any other distractions, and really think, what is it that's important to you about money? You're going to write that value on the first rung of your ladder, okay? So let's say that you started with freedom. What is it? How do I want to phrase this best? What's important about freedom to you? Okay. So if you wrote down freedom as your first value, what is it about freedom that's important to you? You're going to write that answer on the next rung up. So if the answer was freedom for your first one. Perhaps for your second rung, what's important about freedom to you is not being dependent on others. So, right, that would be your independence. So now we have independence on our next rung. You're going to keep going through this exact same practice. What's important about my independence to me? And so on and so forth. Maybe it's free time, right? If it's free time, what's so important about your free time? Up on and on and on until you can't come up with anything else. And that's when you'll know you're done, right? When you literally can come up with no more other ideas. And just to give a broader list of what some of those values are, if you're having trouble, here's some examples of those values. Things like freedom, security, happiness, peace of mind, power, fulfillment, confidence, being the best, making a difference, growing, greater spirituality. So don't just write down those few examples that I gave on that first ladder. Really sit down and get clear with yourself. Once you have that whole ladder, however many rungs that you got out of it, I want you to sit down and kind of compare that, like a mental comparison of where you're spending your money currently. If your ultimate, you know, like top rung of your ladder was, say, helping others, are you currently spending money to give back to maybe sex worker outreach organizations? Are you donating to charities? Are you volunteering your time somehow, or, you know, giving money back? If not, right, then our spending is not in line with our values. So this is just a quick way where you can see how you can check in and how you're spending your money. And is it just this like mindless spending, but we haven't thought about where we want to be in the future? Because at the end of the day, right, how much you have is not as important, but rather what you choose to do what you have. Because you could have $2,000 sitting at home in your shoebox right now, or your Ziploc bag, or that fake safe that looks like a book, wherever it is that you're currently hoarding your cash. Because 9 out of 10 times, if you're in a cash industry, you're hoarding cash at home. So with those $2,000 that you have hoarding at home, it doesn't matter that you have $2,000. What matters is what you do with that $2,000. Do you let it sit in that shoebox and collect dust, or do you put it in a bank account with a high yield savings or high yield interest? And then from there, you're able to donate where you want to put that money. And now that spending is in line with your values. Another thing to really consider is that there is no amount is too small to start with. So whether your values ladder ended up with your ultimate top one being a sense of security or independence, and so you know that in putting your money in the bank account, putting in savings, investing it in the stock market, building a retirement account will give you that security and independence, you know, not 10 years from now, but 30 years from now, 40 years from now, so that you're able to live comfortably without having to worry about how you're going to support yourself. There is not an amount that is too small to start with. You can start by transferring $1 every day, $5 every day, $50 a month. You're better off starting with something than not starting at all, thinking that you don't have enough money to start the process to build your wealth. Because the sooner you start, the more money you will have, just due to the way that interest compounds over time versus how when you're hoarding that money at home, thinking that you're saving and you have a security blanket, it's actually losing its value thanks to inflation. So I hope this is, again, right, another super quick little episode. I'm not going super in depth, but it's just a really good activity to start with, to think about what are the things that I value about money. What is so important to me about money? And once I get clear on that, if I start looking at how I'm spending my money, what I'm doing with my money versus what I say is important, do they line up and how can I sort of streamline my expenses, change where I spend my money, get clearer on a budget, start saving, whatever those steps are that you need to take after that, right? To get your spending in line with your values. And that's how you streamline from what's important to you about your money to where your money is going. I hope this episode has been a little bit helpful, and I will see you on the next episode of Show Me Your Assets. As always, if you found this episode helpful or benefited from it in any way, or you think someone else would benefit from this episode, I'd love for you to take a screenshot, share it on your social media, and tag me at Dottie Dynamo so I can see who's following along.